We're continuing our series on achieving an alien mentality. Achieving an alien mentality. We talked about this now for the last maybe couple of months, I would assume. The definition again of an let's kind of go over where we got this from. So let's go to Hebrews by way of review. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 is the first opening, and then the second opening is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. So let's go to those two openings. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, and then 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. We'll go to those two openings. Hebrews 11, verse 13. It said, this is the talking about the mighty men and women of God who died in faith. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers, see that word, and exiles, see that word, on the earth. They acknowledged themselves as being strangers and exiles. Let's go to the second opening. 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1 verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens, you see that, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours, in the fullest measure. And if you turn over to chapter 2, of 1 Peter, the very next chapter, chapter 2 and verse 11. He says, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul." Hebrews 11 says strangers and exiles. 1 Peter chapter 1, we are aliens. Chapter 2, aliens and strangers. Then you kind of get the picture. We are strangers, we are exiles, we are aliens, and I've added a few more: foreigners, temporary residents, we're outsiders, and you can even add refugees. The word alien means alongside the house. Remember that many moons ago. Any person who lives in a country not their own. So if the country is considered the house, and we're, that country doesn't belong to us, we live alongside that. We are strangers. We are aliens. We come from a country and reside there alongside the natives. We are not natives. We are not in the house. We are alongside the house. We are strangers, aliens, and foreigners. All right, having said that, we talked about, as a result of being an alien, how will the world react to you? How will they treat you? We found out with hatred and hostility. Why? Because you are not of the world. You don't live in the house. You're not a native. Jesus said if you were of the world, then they would love you and treat you as their own. But because you are not of the world will hate you. Now bring up those buzz topics, if you will. abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriage. Bring up those buzzwords that are real, that's going to make or break your relationship. For the most part, probably in the workplace and amongst folks that don't know the Lord. When you go and stand and tell folks flat-footed without any wavering that abortion is murder in any case, including incest and rape, you're going to lose some people there. Because an alien, that's what an alien says. That's foreign, that's strange, that's weird. Because folks in the house is saying that a woman has a right. They've taken murder in the womb and rephrased it as a woman's right to choose. That's the house talk. The outside the house talk is abortion is murder because God said so. He said, I knew you before you were born.
Amen.
That's a person.
Yes, indeed.
Matter of fact, before, I think it was Jeremiah, one of the prophets, he said, I've called you to be a prophet to the nations before you were born. That's a person. He made Adam and Eve. He said male and female. He made them. There is no such a thing as same-sex marriage. There is no such a thing as it's okay for a man to have sex with a man or a woman with a woman. That's alien. That's foreign talk. That's the talk of an exile. That's a talk that's otherworldly because it's of the Bible and the Bible is not of this world. That's outside the house talk. We must be willing to be called names like weirdo, narrow-minded. Man, that's old. You know, you're out of date. That's old-fashioned. Don't nobody believe that no more. You must be willing to lose your job. You must be willing to lose friends. And last but not least, you must be willing to lose life. How are aliens treated? With hostility. And we said sometimes that hostility can lead to violence and then death. And we gave examples like Jesus being so, they were so hostile against Jesus that they killed him. They were so hostile against Stephen that they stoned him to death while he was preaching. They were so hostile against Apostle Paul that eventually he was cut off, his head was cut off, he was beheaded. So hostile against Peter that they crucified him upside down because they were aliens, foreigners, strangers. And one brother was so hostile against his own brother that he killed him. Cain killed Abel because Abel was righteous.
Yep.
Jesus refers to him as righteous Abel.
Yep.
It's not popular to be a foreigner, a stranger, a refugee, an exile. It's not popular. And so they're going to treat you with hostility. Why? Because your lifestyle and your words are offensive to them. They are foolishness. They don't get you. They don't understand you. You are a mystery. You're a riddle. You're someone that they don't understand. Then we talked about, later on, we talked about that how are we to act? You know, we know how they're going to treat us, but how are we to act? We're to act as with a lifestyle that is in keeping with the Lord Jesus Christ, that honors God. We are to abstain from fleshly lust. We're to keep our behavior excellent and honest amongst the Gentiles. So the only slander they can come back against us is, he's living a Christian life. I don't like that he don't like abortion. I don't like that he don't like murder. He's narrow-minded. He's saying Jesus is the only way. That's exclusivity. Cutting out everybody else. You mean everybody else is wrong if they don't come to Jesus? Hey, I didn't say that. Jesus said that. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. But in this all-inclusive smorgasbord spiritual religious buffet society where everything goes, to come and say there's only one way to Christ Jesus is extremely offensive. Extremely offensive. How dare you tell me that Jesus is the only way? You mean I as a Muslim is not serving the same God as your God? No, you're not. But you must stand flat-footed and say it in love.
Amen.
But you must stand there flat-footed and say it. Whatever the blowback comes against you, let it blow back. But we are to act in a way that brings God glory.
Amen.
Then the next question we ask, why should we live this way? And I think this is where we stop. Why should we live this way? Look at 1 Peter chapter 2. We're still reviewing. Verse 9, why should we live a godly life? Verse 9, because we're a chosen race. We're chosen by God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. We got it? Okay. 1 Peter 2, 9. Why should we live this way? Because we are a chosen race. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people for God's own possession. We don't belong to us. So we have to live for Him because we belong to Him. And we're to live at the end of verse 9. At the bottom, the C portion, so that you may proclaim or advertise and publish the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. We're to live for that reason, for Him, to put His glory, His excellency, His miracle working power on display. Because quiet is kept, and it's kept somewhat quiet. But not here. It's kind of loud here. We are sinners on our way to hell with skis on, and the slope was pure ice. And that slope is 45 degrees. There's no way to stop. That was us sliding right into hell. With great speed and glad of it, really. Because we didn't know any better. Not until He rose us from the dead, spiritually speaking. And then once He did, we became privy to our sin. And when we saw the ugliness, we didn't like it. We're like, ugh. And some of us think about our past, we don't even like to think about it. Because it's so crazy. It's so ugly. It's so foul. We take no pride and we don't rejoice in the past. Because we've been awakened by our Holy Spirit.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The Holy Spirit has given life to our spirit, the man's spirit, the human spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And once I was raised from the dead, now we've come alive to Him. And so now we must live for Him. We're to live for His glory. Look at Isaiah chapter 60. Now we're picking up. All that was reviewed. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 21. Why are we to live this way? For His glory. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 21. Why are we to live this way? That's what we're answering the question. Why? Verse 21. Your people shall all be righteous. Why? Why will they all be righteous? Because He's made us that way. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going too fast, my fault. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 21. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, help us to get this. Help us to get this. The title is Achieving an Alien Mentality. The word achieving, meaning it's a process. Because our mentality is not alien, it's house mentality. We just want to think like everybody else. You have to force yourself to stand on that word of God, even though it's against all opposition. It's like standing in a gale force, hurricane force winds, and you're trying to stand there, and the wind is blowing this way. That's all the house talk. All of the house believing and house thinking is blowing this way. And you're standing there against that. Getting blown on, but you're standing your ground in Jesus' name. You refuse to back up. You're going to stand there and say, yeah, Jesus is the only way. You're going to stand there and say, hey, you're supposed to love your wife as Christ loved the church. Marriage is a good thing. We don't promote adultery. We don't promote fornication. Somebody talk to you about, yeah, man, I'm having this and that. And, you know, you don't join in and say, dude, that's, talk to somebody else about that. I'm not really trying to hear all that. Because that offends my God. And let them know that. You ain't got to be ugly about it. Just say, man, I ain't trying to hear all that. No. I won't mention no names, but I asked a particular individual who's a mentor of a well-known basketball player. And we happen to know the mentor of this basketball player, played for the Warriors. And I asked him, I said, how you doing? Last time you talked with him, you know. And he told me, he said, he's doing real good. And he told me why, because he just had sex with a real famous model. And it just caught me so off guard that I think I tried just walked away. It just threw me. But that's the mentality. That's the mentality. That's the house mentality. And as a Christian, as a child of God, who by God's own Holy Spirit from his own breath has labeled us as aliens, foreigners, and strangers, that ought to offend your spiritual sensibilities. Yeah. Sometimes we aren't offended, not like we should be. Whenever God is insulted, those insults fall on us. When they fall on us, we ought to be beat red, fire hopping mad. Isaiah 60, you find that Isaiah 60, verse 21. Your people shall all be righteous. Why shall they all be righteous? Because he's going to clothe us in his righteousness. So every time you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, every single time he raises a spirit from the dead, you already got a suit waiting for you. And it fits just you. It's a righteous suit, right? He clothes us in righteousness. We walk around in his righteousness, and he took all of our sin, all of the ugly and bitter, nasty sin. What an exchange. That's why Sister Orlando almost lost her mind up here. So when it hits you like that, look what he has done for me. You go crazy. In a good way. Amen? Oh, look what he's done for me. Think about your life. It may be painful for a minute, but think about your old life. Think about all the stuff you used to do. How you used to think. What you used to say. Some of us, our mouth was so foul that it would make a sailor look like a Sunday school teacher. Now, that's kind of bad. Am I right, brother? I mean, just finally, some females could outcuss the males. Judy was one of them. Ooh, did I say that?
True. Look what he's done.
Amen. That's real talk. Amen. Just be real, Miss Cheryl. She was out there, brother. She was out in Lemoyne standing on the lawn of males. Want to fight them? Tell them, come on out here. Have you lost your mind, Judy? Yes, he has. I don't know if she was drunk then or not. I don't know what was going on. But she out there and all up in the hood in the project standing on my man's property. I can see she's standing on her own. But she on my man's property. And she telling a male, not some female, come on out here and fight. When I tell you crooked, cross-eyed, and crazy, that's what we were. Am I right, fellas? Yes. That's what we were, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about, fella got a testimony. I told you about the bat. Did I tell you about the bat? I told you about the bat. He got hit in the head with a bat. Folks are shooting. It's only by the grace of God. It's that mama didn't lose, you know, her son that day. It could have been over. That was before you met April. I mean Ava.
Yeah.
So Ava would have never. She just married somebody else. When I say the grace of God has reached, oh come on somebody, he's reached for me. He reached for him that day. But that afternoon, it was at night. At night, the grace of God reached for you.
Amen.
Because fella was up into something. He wasn't there for all that. He just happened to be at MRI. He wasn't there for that. All that.
No. I was somewhere I shouldn't have been.
True.
But
not for all that.
Yeah.
So. You know what I'm saying? And how many have been somewhere they shouldn't have been?
Oh
bless your holy name. Fella, every hand went up. You ain't the only one. I told you I'm all up in the peep show shack, whatever you call them things. Every time the police siren ran by, I'm nervous and I don't get out. Cause I'm where I shouldn't be. I'm where I shouldn't be. If you where you're supposed to be, you don't have that kind of fear.
Amen.
The word of God says the wicked are running when nobody's chasing. That's in the Bible. That's how paranoid. Am I right, Miss April? That's the Proverbs. Ain't nobody chasing. But you're so paranoid because you know you're wrong. Because the conscience working. I know I ain't supposed to be up there. My mother ain't raised me like that or my father. I need to be scared. I mean, I just knew every time I went by, I said, they're going to raid this place. I told you that. They're going to have me on a cover. Behind bars. Sitting been in there. The grace of God will reach for us.
Amen.
Now, look at all that ugly we just kind of went over. Mm. And then you go back to this verse, your people shall be righteous. Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to that. He took our sin and cleaned us all up and clothed us in his righteousness. And then says, your people shall all be righteous. Meaning nobody is going to be without a righteous suit. Everybody is going to be clothed. That's amazing. He leaves no one out. God has saved killers, murderers, rapists, drug addicts, serial killers. According to history, they said that who was the cannibal?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Probably was saved before he was beaten to death in the bathroom. God can raise anybody from the dead. Nothing is too difficult for him.
Amen.
You think your cousin, your nephews, and all them that ain't came around here, you keep on praying for them.
Amen.
Don't you give up on them.
Amen. Amen.
Your brothers, your father, you don't give up on them.
Amen.
Because he's a mighty God.
Yes, you are, Lord.
He saves, he heals, he delivers, and he sets free.
Amen.
Whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to tell you something else. We don't have to wait. I know Dr. King was really talking about free at last. He's talking about, you know, when the world gets right and we're free as black people to walk around and so forth and so on. But the freedom that we have, that we're free at last, we can thank God Almighty we're free at last, because whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. That's pure, real freedom.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Regardless of what the government does or doesn't do.
Yes.
We're heavenly citizens.
Thank you,
Jesus. We're aliens. We're foreigners. We're strangers. We are free.
Thank you, Jesus.
We as black people are free. Yes. Black Christians are free.
Yes, we are.
To me, we need to preach that more amongst black people.
Amen. Amen.
I know still unarmed, getting shot down. I know still the housing is still wrong. It's still all kind of wrong in the natural.
Yes.
But remember, we are outside the house. I'm not saying they don't affect us, but they don't affect us as Christians.
Amen.
We're Christians first. We're slaves of the Lord Jesus Christ first, commonly known as Christians, first before we're black people.
Amen. Thank you.
Develop that. That's how you help to develop an alien mentality.
Amen.
Is realize you're first a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, commonly known as a Christian. First. And he set us free. The shackles of sin have been broken. Thank you, Jesus. We are free indeed. We are free at last. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We have been to the mountaintop. Glory be to God. And we've looked over and we've seen the promised land. And we are going to get there with you. Glory be to God. I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm not worried about anything. See, that's true. Fearing any man. For our eyes have seen the coming of the glory of the Lord. That's for real, because Revelation clearly shows us the coming.
Yes, indeed.
That's good news.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo-wee. We're free indeed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
We are free. My black people who are Christians. We are free. Glory be to God. See, that developing that alien mentality. We are free. I don't care what shackle they place on me. I am free. Because you can't shackle my spirit. You can't undo what God has done for me. I don't care where you cause me to live. What kind of schools you put in front of me?
Hallelujah.
How many liquor stores you put in my neighborhood? You can't undo what Jesus has done.
Hallelujah.
Period.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
That's the mentality you ought to have.
Thank you.
You put liquor stores in every corner.
Amen.
Put all the fast food, all the fat up in there, all you want to. But you can't do what you can't undo what Jesus did. You can't put the blood back in his veins.
Amen.
The blood has already been shed. It's
Hallelujah.
Too late.
Amen.
The Son of Man has set me free. I'm free indeed. That's living beyond this world. You follow me? Yeah, you're going to beat us. You may shoot us some more. You may put other crazier presidents in there. I don't know how you get more crazy than this guy, but hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But it don't make a difference.
Amen.
You can't undo what Jesus done.
Amen.
My black women up in here, glory be to God. You got the greatest husband, caregiver, caretaker in the world, in the history of the universe. And his name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Ain't nobody going to treat none of my black sisters better than what how he treating you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Period. We need to transcend this thinking here. We really do. We need to transcend this world's way of thinking and believing. We need to transcend it. We're cheating ourselves when we don't think like an alien.
Amen.
We're cheating ourselves. We're limiting ourselves. We're just falling into the same thing like everybody else. We're not everybody else.
No.
We're not everybody else. And unfortunately, there are many quote-unquote black Christians who still do not have an alien mentality. They have an in-the-house mentality, not alongside-the-house mentality.
Amen. Amen.
Can't nobody in this world shackle you, shackle your spirit, and shackle all of the blessing that God has done for you. They can't take it away. They can't touch it.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, this joy that I give you, the world didn't give it, the world can't take it. Jesus said, they can't take it away from me. The joy they can't take away from me. I don't care what political policies are out there.
Amen.
They can't touch the joy of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Boy, you get a hold of that, you're going to be walking with your George Jefferson walk for real. I mean, you're going to be walking like it. George had them thugs pointing where he went.
And then, why you call it a pimp walk, pimp daddy walk back in the day when I was young?
They ask, why you pimping so hard? Not pimping women, pimping your walk. He tell him, man, because I just found out for real, man, the Lord Jesus Christ has set me free. Yes. I'm free, man. Amen. I'm just having it out here. This ain't got nothing to do with who I really am. Think about that, that last statement. Who you really are, which is first and foremost, a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, commonly known as a Christian. Yes. First and foremost, nothing else can touch that.
Amen.
When you really think about it, that has nothing to do with who I really am. Because God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. The Holy Spirit is my counselor.
Amen.
Yes. Nobody undoes that.
No. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, how many red line districts they have?
Yeah.
And schools in the suburbs are better than schools in the inner city. That's true. As I said earlier, no matter how many liquor stores are in your neighborhood, strategically placed, not that you gotta go there, doesn't make a difference. I am a child of God.
Amen.
And I've been set free. Don't fall into the bondaged way of thinking again. Don't go back to that way of thinking. You follow me? Don't enslave yourself, right? Once he set you free. How do you do that? By going back to their way of thinking.
Amen.
Believing and acting. Let's achieve. Let's develop and achieve an alien mentality.
Yes.
Going on with Isaiah chapter, as we get ready to close, Isaiah 60, verse 21, your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever. Thank you, Lord. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands. Why am I going to do all of that? Here's why you're to live an alien life, that I might be glorified.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Hey, man, Lord tell you to go vote. Tell you to go march. Tell you to go protest. Just hear the Lord in that. But realize all that's earthly. All that's going to burn up. All that's going to pass away. As a matter of fact, all that's going to be corrected when Jesus comes back.
Amen.
You do that prayerfully. But what you must do is make sure that you live so that he might be glorified. He saved you, called you righteous, declared you righteous so that he might be glorified. Look at the next chapter, chapter 61, Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 3, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, as we get ready to close. Isaiah 61 verse 3, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit. Oh, somebody ought to be shouting. Amen. That they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Look, that he may be glorified. I'm giving you beauty for ashes, gladness for mourning, praise for a faint spirit. I'm planting you as oak of righteousness. I did all of that so that you can be set. No, so that I may be glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As an alien, we are to live so that he may be glorified.
Amen.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19. You got it?
Amen.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. Okay. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. I told you that slave talk. Why? For you were bought with the price. That slave talk. Look at this though. So as a result of being not your own, and bought with a price, and belong to him. Glorify who? God. Where? In your body. You're to live this life in your body to glorify God. We talk about glorifying God. Look at chapter 10 of the same book. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, just slide over. You're in chapter 6, slide over to chapter 10. Look at verse 31 and we're done. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do. Uh-oh, now look at this here. Now how clear can you make that? Whether you eat, even if you're eating a bowl of cornflakes with a little sugar and bananas. Oh, somebody say, ugh, okay, I'm sorry. Wow. Okay, well, how would you eat yours? You know, maybe eating a bag of chicks. Somebody, I don't know these songs. Help me, Ava. Chicks. Yeah, whatever, right. And no thing is chicks, is it? No, tricks.
Tricks.
Checks. I'm doing checks and tricks. Call it chicks. Oh, my goodness. Okay, checks or tricks. I'm sorry. He said if you eat or drink, we're not talking about drinking. See, there's drink and drinking. Y'all know that's cultural, right? Why y'all look at me like I'm crazy? Y'all know y'all black in front of the hood too. Y'all know drinking is one thing, drinking is another. Okay? Drink is purple. Okay, but anyway. Whether you eat or drink, talking about regular drinking, not alcohol, or whatever you do, he covers it up. Even the mundane, simple processes of life, of just eating and drinking. Then he says, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Because he has made us righteous. He chose us. He chose, we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Father God, I thank you for your word. I bow down before your word. We uplift your holy name. Thank you for declaring to us as black people that we are free. Thank you for telling us that. Reminding, we know the verse for years, whom Son of Man sets free is free indeed, but I think today it took on a whole new meaning, especially in light of all what's going on. Amen. We will not accept the devil's lie that we still are in bondage and in slavery. No, we're not. We are first Christians. We are first children of God. We're first slaves of the Lord Jesus Christ, bought with the price being the blood of Jesus. We are free, whom the Son of Man set free, but it took him to set us free. We are free for real. Indeed means for real. So enough in reality free. It's not something that's going to happen. If we're Christians, if we're slaves of Christ, we are free right now. Freedom is our possession right now. We can declare with great certainty and absolute confidence that we are free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last. In Jesus' name. Amen.